Texte numéro 1. 3D printed firearms. The world's first gun made with 3D printer technology has been successfully fired in the US. The controversial group which created the firearm, Defense Distributed, plans to make the blueprints available online. Defense Distributed is headed by Cody Wilson, a 25-year-old law student. Mr. Wilson said, "I think a lot of people weren't expecting that this could be done." The gun was assembled from separate printed components made from ABS plastic, while only the firing pin was made from metal. 3D printing has been hailed as the future of manufacturing. The technology works by building up layer upon layer of material, typically plastic, to build complex solid objects. The idea is that as the printers become cheaper, instead of buying goods from shops, consumers will be able to download designs and print out the items at home. Mr. Wilson, who describes himself as a crypto anarchist, said his plans to make the design available were about liberty. He told the BBC, "There is a demand for guns. There just is. There are states all over the world that say you can't own firearms, and that's not true anymore. I'm seeing a world where technology says you can pretty much be able to have whatever you want. It's not up to the political players anymore." Asked if he felt any sense of responsibility about whose hands the gun might fall into, he said, "I recognise the tool might be used to harm other people. That's what the tool is. It's a gun. But I don't think that's a reason not to do it, or a reason not to put it out there." Amid America's ongoing gun debate in the wake of the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary last year, US Congressman Steve Israel recently called for a ban on 3D guns under the Undetectable Firearms Act. Groups looking to tighten US gun laws have also expressed concern. Pro-gun control activists think these guns could fall into the hands of people who should not have guns, like criminals, people who are seriously mentally ill, people who are convicted of domestic violence, or even children. 3D printing technology has already been used by some criminal organisations to create card readers that are inserted into bank machines. Many law enforcement agencies around the world now have people dedicated to monitoring cybercrime and emerging technologies such as 3D printers. Ms. Baines from Europol said, "What we know is that technology proceeds much more quickly than we expect it to. So by getting one step ahead of the technological developments, we hope and believe we will be able to get one step ahead of the criminals as well." Adapted from BBC News, May 2013.